Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. January 1, 2014, we're ringing in the new year on the Small Business Advocate Show, live and in person, and very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Grossman back on the show. Gene's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of one of my favorite books, The Words Lincoln Lived By. I wish you could see this book, folks. It's dog-eared. There are yellow pieces of paper sticking out, you know, post-it notes sticking out of it. The yellow markers. I mean, I'm serious. There are yellow markers all over this thing. This book doesn't go into my library. This book stays near me. And that's just one of his many books. Gene Grossman, welcome back to the show, and Happy New Year.
I thank you for that, and Happy New Year to you.
I wish you could see. I'm going to take a picture of this book. The dog ears. I've just about worn it out. My minister wishes my Bible look like this, Gene.
That's wonderful.
Which you can appreciate. You've got a theological doctorate, don't you?
Yeah, not. I have a PhD in sociology, but I have a bachelor of divinity and a master of theology.
So yeah,
I have
there you
two
go.
Degrees. Yes.
Yeah. So you can appreciate that.
Speaking of it, can I tell you a story about that book?
Okay.
This is something that will gladden the heart of an author, and you've written books. I was at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum about a month ago. Never been there to the new museum before. Huh. And so I'm with a friend, and there's a bookstore associated with it. And I said, well, let me just peek in and see if they've got any of the words Lincoln lived by. I thought, well, you know, I hope there'll be one or two, so I'm not embarrassed. So I go in, and I tell the manager, I said, I'm Gene Grossman, and I'm the author of the book, and I'll be glad to autograph some if you have any. She said, do we have any? She took me back. There's a big stack of them. And not only that book, but another book I wrote with Pat Williams called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. Big stack
right.
of that.
I've got that one here, too.
And so nothing would do. They got a table out. They put a tablecloth on set.
I'll be darned.
And I signed books. Now, I'm going to tell you, that was a moment in my life.
That was a great day.
I had a bunch of my books.
That was a great day. But the question is, did any of them leave the building? That's what I want to know.
Well, let me tell you what she said. She said an autographed book is a sold book.
Wow.
And I called back a few days later. She said, "We're just selling them. They're just going out the door." So,
Do you still get a few shekels when they get sold?
Yes,
that's good. That's good. Well, I like it when authors get a few shekels when their books are sold. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Gene's the real deal, as you know. And Gene, one of the things that you want to talk to us about today, we're going to kick it off a little bit this segment. Is some of the things we can learn as we kick off our new year. As we think about what can we do in 2014 to live our lives a little more in alignment with other people, with the world, and I'm speaking to myself here, Gene, because I have to have words with myself. I'm not always aligned with the world as much as the world would like for me to be, and much to the chagrin of some of the inhabitants of the world. And so you've got some ideas on some things that we can think about, some words that Lincoln lived by, that will help us to have a little more balanced life this next year. What do you think?
Let me share an idea, and I think it's an important one. In fact, I've incorporated it into my one-man play, and it is this. Avoid turning opponents into enemies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. An opponent may disagree with you, but like you personally. An enemy may actually agree with you, but hate you and sabotage everything that you do. Mm-hmm. So avoid turning opponents into enemies. Lincoln said that in his first inaugural address. He said, we're not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies.
Well, and you and I are case studies in this, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Because you and I disagree on many things, some vehemently, and yet I still am proud to say that, you know, you're my good friend. I love you, Gene Grisman.
I thank you. And by the way, love is an important part of it, because in his second inaugural address, he said, with malice toward none, with charity for all.
Yeah, but now I have to, let me just say, though, since I get to wrap up the segment here, that's what I get to do here. I don't love all the things Gene thinks, though. Quick break. Happy New Year. We're going to be right back with Gene Grisman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.